the way you choose to fly on a plane. It's all coming up, 7 o'clock time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Egyptian authorities say they have found debris and personal belongings from Egypt Air Flight 804 in the Mediterranean, turning this from a search and rescue to a search and recovery operation. Former Transportation Department Inspector General Mary Schiavo says it'll be important to be able to examine the items that are now being found.
The belongings and also any human remains may have traces of residue, explosive patterns. If the plane exploded either from a bomb or, for example, from a fuel tank explosion, then there will be characteristic pitting of each, and they are, depending upon how long things are in the water, possible for them to even get residue traces.
Correspondent Richard Quest, meanwhile, says the recovery effort should now go swiftly.
I don't think it's going to be that difficult to find the fuselage. The water is quite deep, up to 1,000, 1,500 feet, but it's contained. They've got there quite quickly. They will get assets underwater to listen for the pings.
The pings, of course, from the plane's black boxes, which have not yet been recovered. But as the search and recovery effort ratchets up, a separate parallel investigation is moving swiftly to find out who may be responsible for what happened to the plane. CNN counterterrorism analyst Phil Mudd.
This is a people business. It's not a place business, not a plane business. That is, who did it, who was on the plane, who are the people in the airport, for example, the baggage handlers. Remember, there's another piece of this. Are those individuals who might have been involved in a place like Syria or Libya, are they talking? So the people in my old world, the FBI, National Counterterrorism Center, the CIA, they're trying to figure out who was responsible while the aviation folks are dealing with the location, with the flight recorder. Two parallel investigations going on here.
Again, the word this morning is that Egyptian authorities have found debris and personal belongings from Egypt Air Flight 804. Defense attorneys for the man convicted of killing former Washington intern Chandra Levy are making it clear that at his upcoming retrial, they plan to offer evidence that'll point to former California Congressman Gary Condit. He was Levy's boss and was once the prime suspect in her 2001 disappearance after it was learned that the two had had a romantic relationship. Eventually, though, another man, Ingmar Guandique, was charged and convicted, but he was granted a new trial, which is set to begin this fall. As you're driving into work today, be sure and keep a sharp eye out for those who are traveling in on bicycles.
Today is Bike to Work Day, and it's estimated that 15,000 people in our area who would normally drive to work will leave their car at home, opting for two wheels instead. Nicholas Romfos with the Council of Government says this year it's even more significant, especially with the issues Metro's been dealing with.
When those Metro disruptions occur, you'll have another opportunity to use bicycling as a way to get to and from work.
There will be 83 pit stop locations as well where riders can get free stuff. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Rain may be the star of the show tomorrow for the second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown in Baltimore.
Forecasts predict a rainy Saturday, and even if the weather breaks by Preakness race time, it will mean a muddy track.
Some horses take to the slop and some horses do not.
Frank Besby is with RacingBiz.com. He says the mud will probably not face Kentucky Derby winner Nyquist.
I talked to Doug O'Neill, who's his trainer, earlier this week, and he said he wasn't worried at all. He said he's a short-footed horse.
It even rained last year.
It would take a circumstance we have not yet seen for them to really postpone the race.
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,435, the NASDAQ at 47,13. Sports, the Nationals pound the Mets, the O's lose to Seattle, WNBA, the Mystics host LA tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04, up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
I choose to bury my head in the sand.
To never open my 401k statements.
To be the oldest person at my company.
To never wonder what's next.
I choose to believe that retirement isn't in the cards for me.
Sure, you could choose to ignore your retirement, or you could choose to start doing something about it right now. Schedule your free portfolio portfolio review with the Mutual Fund Store today. Our advisors understand the reservations and concerns you have about retirement. That's why we sit down and meet with you one-on-one. We like to listen to what you've done in the past. More importantly, we like to talk about your goals and where you want to be in the future. After that, we'll put a plan in place that helps get your retirement on track. So what are you waiting for? Let's choose to make your future a top priority. Visit MutualFundStore.com to schedule your free portfolio review today.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, George Washington Parkway, the crash had been southbound GW Parkway near the overlooks. Now they finally have reopened all the lanes. However, delays were backing up as you come off the Beltway before 123. Now, the closer you get to the overlooks, the better the pace. The problem, everyone sitting in those backups decided to take 123 Chainbridge Road, and that is a solid lineup, so don't take that exit because you will just be sitting to get down to the Chainbridge in that solid bumper-to-bumper backup. No problems to report on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That checks out fine. Just some of the delays southbound heading through Laurel. Let's get you through town. Still dealing with the crash. Southbound DC 295 Kenilworth Avenue between Benning Road and East Capitol Street still has the center of the road blocked, so it's a little tricky. You have to swerve to the left and right to get around this crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry drive in this morning and dry pavement this afternoon. A little more cloud coming in, but high level cloud cover 76. Clouds lower thicken tonight. Rain later after midnight towards sunrise 56. Rain is likely Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 48 in Leesburg, 48 in Greenbelt, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. There have been new developments this morning in the search for the missing Egypt airplane. Find out the very latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. A busy morning here coming up at 8:05. Montgomery County Council member Nancy Florine is going to be with us to talk about the tax hike that is going to be facing all residents of Montgomery County. At 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News channel. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor has the day off. We are joined by Chief Congressional Correspondent from the Washington Examiner, Susan Ferriccio. Susan, good to have you.
Good morning.
Turning now, if we could, to Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation, a man who knows something about terrorism investigations. He also knows a little something about what it is to fly a reconnaissance aircraft for the Navy, because he once did that. Good morning to you, Peter. How are you?
Good morning.
All right, so let me start out first with the pilot part of it, because they're using Navy reconnaissance aircraft right now, U.S. Navy reconnaissance aircraft, to search for the wreckage of Egyptian Flight 804, which we believe is under the water. Am I correct? A lot of these reconnaissance aircraft are designed to find subs. So if you can find the subs, can you then use that same technology to find the wreckage of an aircraft?
Well, you know, I hadn't thought about that, but the plane is probably flying at a reasonably low level because it can fly down within a couple hundred feet of the water, looking for wreckage in that respect. So I think they're just probably out there trying to use their eyeballs to see what they can see out there and support what's going on the surface. So it's going to be, surface ships. It's going to be aircraft, helicopters, whatever they can get together, even other, perhaps some space sensors to try to get a sense of where this aircraft is. But I hadn't thought about them using magnetic anomaly detection gear to look for the thing itself. I think they'll bring in more a ship to do that. Would probably do a better job.
All right. So and they are beginning to find some of the wreckage this morning, we are told, and some of the belongings from the pastures. And they find it that the plane went down, I guess, a little north of Alexandria, Egypt.
Right.
Yeah. So the investigation, everybody seems to say this is terrorism. Is that your sense as well?
Well, you know, we're very concerned that that's what it is. I mean, this was obviously some sort of catastrophic failure. Could have been mechanical. It could have been a bombing. There could have been some incident in the cockpit. We're going to know soon, as soon as they bring up some of that wreckage or find some of the wreckage, there could be some examples of where there was an explosive evidence on the fuselage itself. But that's certainly a possibility. I mean, the other things, Brian, I mean, you could have a disgruntled employee. The question is, this plane had traveled from Eritrea to Tunisia to France. You know, when was it put on there? What was used? Nobody so far is taking responsibility for this, which means it could have been an individual actor or an individual cell, and something like ISIS or Al-Qaeda was not aware of it. They did not direct it. So I think we're very early in this investigation. Of course, the other thing you're worried about is there are planes still taking off and landing at Charles de Gaulle. Are there other plots underway? And, of course, the search and rescue for any possibility of survivors.
Hey, Peter, is there anything you can envision that would have taken the plane down other than, say, a bomb blast that would cause that kind of catastrophic damage to the fuselage other than, say, a bomb going off?
I, you know, a lot of the commercial aviation experts are saying that's not likely. You know, on many commercial planes, the pilots are not really allowed to do major evasive sort of measures that you would see in a tactical military aircraft. So the plane doesn't stall, they can't take great angles of bank, things along that line. So my sense is that we could have but we have seen things in the past that we've seen. Of course, we've seen suicides, right? That flight, from Barcelona to Dusseldorf, that was involved with it. There was a suicide in that. There was an Egypt Air flight back in about 2001, I mean, not long after 9/11, that people thought it might have been terrorism, where a pilot took his life and drove the plane into the ocean. So there's a lot of possibilities out there. Of course, we're very concerned because we've seen ISIS target commercial aviation, as they did on that Metrojet plane from Sharm El Sheikh in Egypt on its way to Russia last fall.
What about the black box? Can it be useful in a case like this, or if it was a bomb blast, is a black box basically just not as helpful?
Well, they'll see that there was some sort of. I'm not an expert on black boxes, but my sense is that they'll be able to see that there was some sort of catastrophic failure when they're able to recover that. But that could be a long way off. The problem is that we're in the soup right now, and we could be facing additional terrorist attacks. I mean, the French intelligence chief came out about a week ago. You know, they're having this big European soccer tournament coming up next month.
Right.
And they're very concerned about that. And he says, we're in the crosshairs of ISIS. And they're very concerned because, remember the Paris attacks last year, they targeted one of the stadiums. There's also talk out there about that the ISIS is looking at package bombs. And of course, you know, the thing that brought down the plane over Sharm El Sheikh, according to ISIS again, was a soda can that was made up to be a bomb. And there's real concern that if you get a explosive close to the fuselage of the plane, the edge of the plane, that you could cause, especially at 37,000 feet, an explosion would cause catastrophic decompression and could pull that plane apart. So was there somebody on the tarmac? Was there something, you know, planes carry other things other than luggage. They carry, you know, mail, they carry packages, that are part of the mail system. There's a lot of concerns out there and people are scrambling right now, especially since nobody's taken credit, quote unquote, for this attack to see, what we might be up against. You know, this is coming into the summer travel season.
Yeah, let me ask you this question, as you know, getting back to your expertise as a pilot. If a plane makes a really radical veer to the left, 90 degrees, and then immediately does a 360 in the other direction, do you get any ideas about what might cause something like that?
Well, there's two things. One is that when they track this on radar, they don't know if they were tracking, it could have been they were tracking the plane or parts of the plane, right?
Right.
So we don't know. It could have been a large piece of the plane that moved in that direction, but I would say something would have happened in the cockpit other than that. So, you know, we don't know if it was the entire plane they were tracking when they saw that maneuver. If it was correct, remember this is breaking news, or whether it was a large piece like a wing or something along that line.
Well, the wing is what I wonder about. If you lost a wing,
you're in bed. You're in trouble.
Well, one engine continues to run and one engine is gone, right?
Well, you lose your lift. right. from the other wing. That's what's really important. Most planes, if it's a two-engine plane, they can travel for a pretty good distance on one engine. But if you lose a wing, you've lost your lift, I mean the physics of it, and you're in big trouble.
Yeah, this is the one thing that sort of makes sense to me when you try to figure out why it would go left and then right. I don't know. Well,
and that's what I was talking about, yeah. Brian, about, you know, some of these commercial aviation planes can't make those sort of major movements just because it's not a tactical military aircraft that needs to do that. So that's why I think we're all scratching our head right
now. Yeah, okay. Well, listen, many more questions perhaps than we have answers, but we got some expertise there from Peter Brooks. Thank you so much, Peter.
You're
always
welcome.
Appreciated.
Take care.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still a difficult spot for the rush hour. DC 295 southbound with this crash as you pass East Capitol Street right in the center of the roadway, giving us big tie-ups coming off of both 50 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Also, George Washington Parkway, that's been an issue this morning, had the crash southbound near the overlooks. It's been cleared, giving us delays back near 123. However, we have a crash on the approach to 123. Just reported, U.S. Park Police tell me they're on their way. If you bail out off the GW Parkway, so has a have a lot of other commuters here. I'm looking at delays just off the G-Dub on 123 Chain Bridge Road down to the Chain Bridge. 66, here we go. Stop and go into the sun glare, pushing in through Centerville, out of Manassas, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, toward the Beltway. But we love the sun. 395 off the Beltway to King Street, and again at the 14th Street Bridge, heavy on the brakes. And reminder again, today is Bike to Work Day. Might see some extra bikers out there. Be careful. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Listen, today is just going to be delightful compared to what we've had. Sunshine, maybe a few clouds, but a temperature around 76 degrees. No, that's all right. That's pretty good. Tonight, however, a 70% chance of rain. And then tomorrow, a 100% chance of rain. Oh, when is it going to end? Tomorrow night, more intermittent showers than on Sunday. They say temperatures in the upper 60s and a thunderstorm or two is possible. Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees, 7:16 on WMAL.
Remember to call Miss Utility before you dig. Every dig. 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Harder to get away right now when you have to go through a TSA checkpoint. The lines are getting longer and longer. In some places like Chicago O'Hare, it's gotten ridiculous. I mean, it's just gotten ridiculous how long the lines are. And now the airlines and Congress are feuding over whose fault it is and the possible solutions that some members of Congress think the airlines should take on. Let's talk about this a little bit. First of all, the TSA, it seems to me, did mess up by letting so many of their reducing their staff so significantly, thinking that the TSA pre-check program was going to reduce the number of screeners that would be needed.
Right, and that didn't happen because not enough people signed up for it for that to happen, and it sort of spiraled into a situation where now a lot of those pre-check lines are not even operating. So people who have pre-checked are not even getting to use the short lines.
They're not even operating the pre-check lines because they're so desperately in need of screeners. Since only a few people go into pre-check, they're letting everybody be regularly screened through the pre-check lines. Okay.
Right. Now, they're also blaming Congress because some of the money for TSA has been diverted to help offset the deficit from a deal that Congress struck a couple years ago on the budget. So the TSA is saying, hey, we need, as you would expect, they're asking for more money.
Yeah.
This is pretty typical. And so it's sort of the standoff where they're saying, look at these long lines. We need more money. And so Congress is saying, well, wait a second, you've got plenty of money. And they're actually making the suggestion yesterday, which was really interesting, that if the airlines simply drop those baggage fees, fewer people will bring their carry-ons and cause those lines to back up. Instead, people will check their luggage. So they're putting pressure on the airlines. They're saying, hey, I think if you drop these baggage fees, it would really be good for the whole situation. And so I'm curious to see if the airlines respond and actually drop those fees.
Well, look, that's a profit center for them. I mean, one of the things that we were told is that during the very difficult times for airlines, when fuel prices were so high, the only way they made any real money was on things like charging baggage fees, for example. So are they going to give up that profit center that they have?
No, I think what they'll do is they'll drop the fees and then they'll just raise the ticket prices.
Yeah, so it doesn't really change anything.
No, but it'll consumers will feel like they're not paying baggage fees and then they'll check their bags. And so that's, you know, kind of accomplishes what the Congress is talking about here, yeah, which is shorter lines.
All right. But it looks like the airlines are going to resist that, or you think they might?
Well, it's early stages. They just started putting pressure on them. I'm curious to see what happens, you know, in the weeks ahead as we approach the summer season. I think it's a standoff right now. TSA wants more money, obviously, so that they can hire more screeners and bring more screeners in. But Congress is not going to be ready to hand over more money to this organization. They're pretty controversial.
We haven't even reached the peak of summer travel, not even close. And it's already bad.
Well, there's 3-hour
lines. How bad is it going to get?
3-hour lines in Chicago. And I think Congress is responding. You know, they tend to respond when consumers get really angry.
They do, yeah.
And TSA knows this. And that's one of the reasons why they're pressuring them for more money.
But they're also looking for cover, saying, oh, if the airlines would only drop their baggage fees, which are unpopular anyway.
Right.
That's covering your butt, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. That's what everybody's good at on Capitol Hill.
You know? Really?
They're experts.
Well, I mean, it's not going to get any better anytime soon. And, you know, what I think is really outrageous is what you point out is that, okay, I decide I'm going to, you know, do what the TSA wanted me to do. I'm going to enroll in TSA PreCheck. I'm going to plop down my $85. I'm going to go out to the airport and spend a couple hours going through that whole
thing.
Yeah, and get the whole thing. And mm-hmm. then I eventually get my TSA PreCheck card. And then I get to the airlines on the day that I want to travel, expecting that I'm going to breeze right through security. And guess what? There is no TSA pre-check line.
Right. You're back in the regular line. Apparently, they'll let the pre-check people go through without taking their shoes off.
Well, that helps. But, I mean, but really, the idea was there would be a separate line for people who do TSA pre-approved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, it used to be that even if you didn't have the pre-check, they would give a certain number of them out to flyers that they thought were trusted flyers.
Right, they don't do that
they
anymore.
Don't do
they
that
want
anymore.
Your money.
They
want your money.
Yeah.
And so now they're trying to increase enrollment in the pre-check so they can maybe start those lines up again. But, you know, why do it if you're going to get to the airport and just have to get in line with everybody
else?
Well,
I think it's an interesting point.
Yep.
And I think it's a great question. We should get an answer from that one. It is now 722 on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where your opinion counts.
Thanks for taking my call. Great to talk to you.
Pretty frustrated.
Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Need transportation information? Reach a Ride can help. If you need transportation assistance in D.C., suburban Maryland, or the Northern Virginia areas, check out reacharide.org. If you've ever felt unable to get to the grocery store, a doctor appointment, work, school, or just plain out of the house, this information service is for you. With one click or one call, Reach a Ride's website and hotline database can provide information on services ranging from public transit, curb-to-curb service, to private taxi service, and tell you who can accommodate specialized needs, including wheelchairs, gurneys, and escorted travel. Get back out there with greater mobility and more choices than ever before. Visit reacharide.org today. That's reacharide.org. Or call toll-free 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE. That's 1-855-732-2427. Phone assistance is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in English and Spanish. Reach-A-RIDE. Furnished by the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments National Capital Region Transportation Planning Board.
Whether it's you or a family member struggling with depression, it can be excruciating.
TMS NeuroHealth Centers understands, as many of our patients have suffered despite years of medication and psychotherapy. Now, with TMS, an FDA-cleared and non-sedating outpatient therapy, depression is treatable. TMS NeuroHealth Centers is helping patients rediscover life in our many locations, including Ashburn, Virginia, and Frederick, Maryland. Now accepting most insurance, including Cigna Healthcare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
I'm Dr. Will Sauvé, a psychiatrist with TMS NeuroHealth Centers. TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. One of the first people we saw had suffered greater than 30 years, been on a multitude of medications. Over the course of her treatment, she began to report feeling an improvement and feeling that her mood was lifting. She had more energy during the day. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Uh-oh.
Giancarlo Stanton.
The ball was over the plate and it's out of here.
Has a blast playing the Nats. Steven Strasburg.
Beauty.
Looked fantastic at Marlins Park in April.
And he got it.
Pounding the ball versus pounding the zone.
Nasty.
Complete game. Nationals, Marlins. The series starts tonight at 6:30 on Masson.
It's 7:25 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Alexandria, Duke Street with delays. Alexandria police working the crash heading inbound, eastbound Duke Street after Quaker Lane as you try to work past Alexandria Commons Shopping Plaza there. So do watch for their direction to get you on through. Park police have been really busy on the George Washington Parkway. Initial crash, southbound George Washington Parkway at the Overlook's gone. And then we had one in the backups before 123, so still trying to ease out those delays. Looks like we have some bailout traffic. Commuters that are coming from the Beltway taking the Clara Barton Parkway. So you have extra friends there this morning. 270, though, it is fantastic. I'm seeing very light volume between Frederick and the Beltway. Jammed is the top side, 95 to George Avenue. Jammed still into town, but they've cleared the crash. DC 295 southbound near East Capitol Street. Take a while to clear out those delays. Traffic update brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. It's the free app. It has maps for the entire world, offline turn-by-turn navigation. Means that you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rage hits is going up as low pressure comes out of the south. Good-looking day today, however. Nice start and a pretty good finish. Sunshine, a few clouds, 76. Rain late tonight, 56. Rain's likely tomorrow with a high of only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 56 degrees. It is now 7:26 on WMAL.
I will be the nominee for my party, Chris. That is already done, in effect. There is no way that I won't be. Senator Sanders and I are following the same rules. And I'm 3 million votes ahead of him, and I have an insurmountable lead in pledged delegates.
Hey, it's all over. She's going to be the nominee, and that seems pretty clear. What doesn't seem so clear, Susan Ferriccio, is whether or not she would be the president of the United States if the election were held today. Because there are a couple of polls out there that suggest that Donald Trump is getting a surge in support. Have you seen these numbers? I mean, first of all, we told you about one yesterday, the Fox News report, which had, a margin of error, but Donald Trump up slightly over Hillary Clinton. If the election were held today and was a choice between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump would win by a small margin, if the polls are right. And there's another poll that came out yesterday, which suggested that Donald Trump may be up as much as 5 points over Hillary Clinton. Trump 42, Clinton 37. But that's a Rasmussen report. And it also asked the question, are you going to vote at all? Or do you want somebody else to run? And 13% of those who were surveyed said they want another candidate. Mm-hmm. And 7% said that they're undecided. So a full 20% not yet committed to voting for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. But if the election were held today, it looks like Donald Trump would prevail if these polls are correct.
Well, what these polls do is dispel earlier thoughts that Trump versus Clinton would end up in almost certain victory for Hillary Clinton. And that's what a lot of Republicans who were opposed to Trump had thought. And these polls show that that's not necessarily the case.
Well, a very interesting turn of events, and it'll be interesting to see whether this continues to hold. But I'm a little surprised to see these numbers so quickly turn in Trump's favor. 7:28.
Hey, it's Chris Plant.
Foot pain is no fun. From stage one, boy, do my feet hurt, to the full-blown three-alarm red alert. Luckily, there's a quick and easy way to get rid of your foot pain. Good Feet Arch Supports. At Good Feet, you get to try them before you buy them, and you're helped by a real person that can actually answer your questions for you. The Good Feet store on Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey, or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
Dad was never afraid of taking chances, except when it came to his family. So when he died, he had a life insurance policy that took care of us. Things were different without Dad, but he'd made sure we had everything we needed. That's why when I started a family, I called SelectQuote. You tell them about your life, your health, your financial situation. They find you multiple life insurance quotes from the highly rated companies they represent. I'm 40 and in excellent health. SelectQuote got me a $500,000 policy for under $24 a month. Peace of mind that your family is protected. That's what it's all about. Dad taught me that.
Call SelectQuote now at 1-800-475-6440. That's 1-800-475-6440. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-475-6440. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Coming up, we're going to take advantage of having Susan Ferriccio here to talk about a couple of things happening up on Capitol Hill. And we'll give you an update on that Egypt Air missing flight, the very latest. Coming up after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. New this morning, Egyptian officials say a grim discovery's been made.
An Egyptian military spokesman says passenger belongings and part of the aircraft have been located north of the coastal city of Alexandria. As the French foreign minister insists that the Paris airport from which the Airbus 320 departed was completely secure.
The government strengthened all its measures following the January attacks. Everything is being done to reinforce everywhere.
U.S. government officials serving as analysts in the investigation are operating under the theory that a bomb brought down the missing jet. But they have yet to find any indications of an explosion.
Correspondent Becky Anderson in Cairo. The search continues for the plane's black boxes, but much of the focus now will be on who may have been responsible for what happened to the plane. Correspondent Miles O'Brien says the Paris airport will come under scrutiny.
When you hear about Charles de Gaulle with 86,000 people with a clearance, you realize the challenge here. Can all those people go through the kind of screening we get at the front door of the airport? Should they? Is that a practical thing? I think we should be focusing more on the security we don't see, more than the so-called security theater, the front door of the airport.
So far, no group has claimed responsibility. A federal judge has upheld Virginia's voter ID law. Virginia Democrats had challenged the law that requires voters to show a valid photo ID at the polls. The Democrats' lawsuit argued the photo ID requirement unconstitutionally suppresses voting by blacks, Latinos, and young people. And a Donald Trump delegate from Maryland has been indicted. A federal grand jury accuses 30-year-old Caleb Bailey of producing and possessing child pornography, transporting explosives without a license, and illegally possessing a machine gun. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,435. The Nasdaq at 47,13. Sports, the Nationals take the rubber game of the series, beating the Mets in New York. The O's lose to Seattle. WNBA, the Mystics take on the L.A. Sparks tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Memorial Day is just around the corner, and if you've decided this is the year you're going to replace those old worn-out windows, I have great news for you. Hi, I'm Andrew Knopic of Renewal by Andersen, and right now during our Memorial Day sale, save 20% off your entire project, including installation. With no money down, no interest, and no payments for one full year. Plus, for 2 weeks only, save an additional $200 off your entire project. That's right, an additional $200 in savings on top of our 20% discount. Call between now and Memorial Day to save 20% and pay no money down, no interest, and make no payments for one full year. Plus, take an additional $200 off your project during our Memorial Day sale. If this is the year you check windows off your list, there's no better time than now. Remember, these great savings end on Memorial Day. Call Renewal by Andersen today. Call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Andersen, the better way to a better window. Discount and financing with approved credit only. Minimum purchase required, 0% APR. Call for additional cost information.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 95, it's been a quiet ride, wide open, northbound out of Stafford, pushing toward Dumfries. Dale City is where I see the first brake lights here to Woodbridge, and again in Lorton. Now, getting up onto the Beltway, we've had a minor crash, so leaving Newington slow to merge past the Beltway to get past Braddock Road. Looks like they now have everything to the shoulder. 66 into that sun glare this morning. Delays start to form off the Greenway and Toll Road. Route 7 has been okay. George Washington Parkway, much better. Two separate incidents as you approach 123 and down near the overlooks, accidents gone. And in that stretch, delays have cleared. A lot of bailout traffic over to Chain Bridge Road down to the Chain Bridge. DC 295 southbound, the accident past East Capitol Street, out of the travel lanes to the Wilson Bridge. Your backups begin before St. Barnabas Road, Maryland, heading in toward Virginia. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful looking Friday, but a wet Saturday. Sunshine with some high clouds at times, especially as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. 76. Rain comes in late tonight, rain tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Springfield, 46 in Bowie, 56 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05, we'll be talking to Montgomery Council member Nancy Florine. They're going to raise the taxes in Montgomery County. Maybe she'll tell us why. At 8:35, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor has the day off. We are joined by Susan Ferriccio, chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner.
Good morning.
Capitol Hill yesterday. Listen. Democrats start to the chant on the House floor. Shame, shame, shame. What is this all about? What were the Democrats in the House upset about? Well, as it turns out, we have Susan Ferriccio, the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner, to help us understand what was happening on the House floor yesterday. The Democrats were upset. What happened there, Susan?
Well, they had an amendment they hoped to pass that they thought would would restore protections for LGBT defense contractors. Their amendment was winning, and the time expired for the vote. And Republicans held that vote open and convinced about 7 Republicans to flip their vote so that the Democratic amendment lost by 1 vote. So they felt the Republicans rigged it so they would lose when, in fact, they were winning.
Now, look, it's not unusual to hold a vote open. That's how we ended up with Obamacare. They held the vote open and twisted some arms at the last minute. But Paul Ryan had suggested that practice would come to an end.
He did. He said he was going to restore regular order and start to end the votes when the 15-minute period expired, or in this case, 2 minutes. Sometimes they have 2-minute votes when there's a bunch of them stacked. But they extended it to 7 minutes. So that's really not that big of an extension, but it's the reason they did it. They didn't do it because members were running late. They did it so they could convince Republicans to flip their vote and have the Democratic amendment lose. And that's what happened.
I've been wanting to get into this story. We haven't really gotten into it at all. What is going on with regard to Puerto Rico? I mean, Paul Ryan is very concerned about Puerto Rico and their debt situation over there. There's some kind of compromise that's been worked out?
Yeah, it's a compromise that will allow Puerto Rico to potentially restructure its debt. They've got about $72 million in debt, and this will establish a control board over the government there that will presumably put in place reforms and changes that will promote economic growth and help restore the health of this U.S. territory. It's a territory, so it's part of the United States. It's not a state. It can't do your typical bankruptcy maneuvers that states can do. So this will give them that opportunity, but it'll have to be under the oversight of a control board. That was all figured out and introduced in a bill this week, and now it'll probably come to the House floor pretty soon, and then to the Senate, and then to the president.
And initially, I don't think Republicans wanted to do much at all. Some Republicans didn't want to take any action.
They didn't want it to turn into a bailout, a taxpayer bailout.
Right.
They want protection so that we're not on the hook. Or that doesn't set a precedent, Brian, for other cities to try to use this kind of maneuver to get out of their own bankruptcy problems. And there are a lot of big cities facing this because of their unfunded pension plans.
All right. So yesterday, I guess it was, the House voted 265 to 159 to say you cannot display the Confederate flag on flagpoles at Veteran Administration cemeteries.
Right. This has been a fight that's been ongoing in Congress for a year now. Last year, a fight over a Confederate flag. Democrats try to tack this stuff onto Republican bills. And Republicans have responded by pulling the bills. They don't want to get involved in this kind of debate because it divides. Not that people in the Republican conference are, you know, heavily favoring Confederate flags, but there are some people feel that they should be allowed in certain instances. But in this case, everybody went along and said, okay, we give up. No flags in Confederate cemeteries.
All right, so you got this issue now on the Democratic side of the equation with Bernie Sanders, who's just given Hillary Clinton the devil, just really giving her all kinds of problems. Hillary says, I'm the nominee, but Bernie Sanders keeps winning and keeps, it doesn't seem like he can stop Hillary, but he sure is a pain in her side. And a lot of Democrats, high-ranking Democrats on the Hill, have now taken to calling Bernie Sanders. Is that correct?
That's Harry Reid. He's the minority leader of the Senate. And he's calling Sanders and telling him to kind of back down. And Sanders is saying, no, I'm winning. You know, I'm going to keep winning, and I'm going to stay in this race.
Yeah, but I mean, will they have any luck in actually getting him to back down? I mean, is he responding at all? I mean, you have a guy here in Bernie Sanders who is a member of the Senate. Even though he's an independent, he caucuses as a Democrat. Do the Democrats in the Senate, Harry Reid, have no sway over Bernie Sanders?
No, he's an independent, and he's often kind of gone his own way. And Harry Reid is really a Hillary backer. And Sanders is making the point that, you know, I've won primary after primary after primary. I've got the momentum. He's got an audience for his socialist point of view. And he doesn't feel he's being treated with a lot of respect when he's got Democrats calling him and telling him to drop out. I think eventually he'll get behind Hillary, but he's saying he's staying in until the convention. The convention's in July.
Right.
We've got California coming up. That's going to be a big race. There's all kinds of places along the way for him to keep winning, and that's bad for Hillary because it shows, why isn't she getting everybody behind her?
One thing I know you'll agree on, and as having been someone who covered Capitol Hill for quite a while in an earlier time, Every single thing that happens on Capitol Hill is somehow turned into a referendum on the election. Everything has something to do with, well, how will it look in the election? How will it play out in the election? It gets to be sort of a silly season up there, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, it's 7:43.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. You could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right, it's been wet out there. We're going to have more rain this weekend. You know what happens when it's wet out? You track in dirt and mud and blah, blah, blah. What about all that pollen? That pollen's got to go somewhere. Listen, let me enlighten you about how to get your rugs clean with all that stuff that you're tracking on your rugs and carpets. When it comes to the superior cleaning of fine Persian and Oriental rugs, there's only one name that's been trusted for over 60 years, and that is Hadid. Hadid has been cleaning rugs in the metro area with their time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand. Plus, you didn't know this? Hadid has an entire team of experts dedicated to repairing bare spots, restoring color, replacing fine fringe, making your rugs look like new again. Hadid offers four drop-off locations. Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive. They're on the border store, Wisconsin Avenue, Friendship Heights. So pick up the phone and call Hadid at 703-241-1111. Mention this ad, receive 20% off implant rug cleaning. Hadid offers pickup and delivery that includes the moving of furniture, the rolling and relaying of rugs. Minimum orders do apply. Call 703-241-1111 online at joehadid.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 95, that's where we have problems now trying to push down toward the Capitol Beltway. Southbound 95, right as you come in through Calverton, that's where we have the scene of the crash. It looks like they were only allowing one lane to get by. Northbound, we have the activity too. So each direction of 95, south of the ICC, with this crash and big delays forming each way. Now, once you do get onto the Beltway outer loop, it doesn't take the pressure off just yet. We still have those delays from 95 to George Avenue. Exiting off of the Beltway to go south on New Hampshire Avenue, slow to get past the incident near Adelphi Road, 270. Now, that's where we have some good news. Just a little bit of volume in Urbana, passing the exit for 109, and then briefly, as you head through Rockville, we'll take that for sure. Into the Sun Glare coming in from the west this morning, 395 Beltway to King Street, slow again at the 14th Street Bridge. And it looks like we have lanes open now on Duke Street, heading eastbound Duke Street past North Quaker Lane, but still some accident activity to check out on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up as low pressure comes out of the south. Good-looking day today, however. Nice start and a pretty good finish. Sunshine, a few clouds, 76. Rain late tonight, 56. Rain's likely tomorrow with a high of only 58. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And we're in that neighborhood now. Temperature right now in the nation's capital, 56 degrees, 747.
It's spring, and the weather can't decide what it's doing. Call Home Air Services for up to a $1,700 rebate on a new Linux system. Home Air Services can help keep your home comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
The Greek authorities on the island of Crete are operating two military Air Force cargo C-130 aircraft, and part of that sort of surveillance to try to find where the debris field is, how big the debris field is.
That's Nick Robertson, a CNN correspondent. They have found debris. Now, yesterday they said that, but it turned out not to be the debris from the aircraft. But again, this morning, the new development is just north of the port city of Alexandria, Egypt. They have found a debris field that includes passengers' belongings, parts of the plane. There's even one report that they have recovered a partial passenger. So a very grisly scene, no doubt, there in the Mediterranean Sea as they try to figure out what went wrong with Flight 804. I want you to pull up cut number 15, if you could, for me, Mike McKay. Here's what Donald Trump said about it yesterday. This is Donald Trump speaking about Flight 804, Egypt Air, that disappeared over the Mediterranean Sea yesterday.
If anybody thinks it wasn't blown out of the sky, you're 100% wrong, folks, okay?
All right, so he made that call very, right. Very early. I mean, almost immediately from the time that it happened, he was saying terrorism blown out of the sky. Look, I mean, it may well be that's the case, and some of the evidence does suggest that may have been the case. Was it appropriate of a candidate, I guess, to get out there that far ahead of the investigators and make a statement?
Well, I think he was making the same comments that a lot of the experts, aviation experts, were saying, that this is probably terrorism. He said it was 100% terrorism. I mean, you know, feasibly there could have been some major structural disaster that made the plane crash like that. So there's always a chance we could all be wrong here talking about the possibility of terrorism. But he also said, you know, he made some comment about, you know, the terrorists themselves and their determination to cause harm. And I think that's an important point to make. And as a presidential candidate, there's nothing wrong with saying that. You know, I think people admire the fact that Trump gets out ahead of things and says stuff, whereas everybody else waits. You know, President Obama didn't say anything right away. Hillary Clinton didn't say anything right away. And part of Trump's appeal is he's willing to get out front and make these declarations.
Yeah, and look, I mean, I think there is something to be said about that. But the other side of the equation is sometimes when you get out front and you're wrong.
And he has been wrong. Yeah. You know, he's done it. It's caused him problems, too.
All right. Well, I give him that one. Okay. It does appear that at least initially, it appears that when you listen to the terrorism experts and the aircraft experts, something tragic did happen, and it does appear like there may have been some kind of explosion aboard that aircraft. Whether or not it's terrorism, I guess we'll find out over time, but the investigation continues. A couple of weird things about this case, and it have to do with the movements of the aircraft. First of all, it was coming from Greek airspace into Egyptian airspace over the Mediterranean Sea. It was under the control for a while of the Greek aircraft controllers, and they tried to hand the plane off in a communication with the aircraft and hand it off to the Egyptian air controllers, a very standard thing, and they got no response from the aircraft when that happened. And so then the plane continues on into Egyptian airspace and just barely gets into Egyptian airspace, where something goes tragically wrong aboard the aircraft. We now know, apparently from studying, I guess it's the radar data that they're studying, that the plane veered sharply to the left, 90 degrees, and then went sharply to the right in a 360-degree circle while plummeting downward.
Right.
And it went right into fell off radar very quickly. And as we say now, they are beginning to find debris in the water not far from Alexandria.
But none of the debris so far has indicated what may have caused this. So this may take some time. They still haven't found the black box, and no one has come forward and claimed any responsibility for this.
Yeah, look, the black boxes are very important, and they're all, now that they have an idea at least where the debris is, what will happen is they will then look at the tides and the currents in that particular area and then do a calculation about where it was yesterday at about the time it's believed the plane
went down.
What
the drift is, and try to figure out.
And they will then figure out. Mm-hmm. Then they'll start looking very carefully in that region, listening very carefully for the ping. The ping, even though it's underwater, we are told, and it's deep water, but the ping
could be a mile. Could be a mile down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the ping will go for about 30 days. So hopefully we'll start to get some answers very quickly. It is now 7:52 on WMAL.
Built for business. In business, time is money. In business, money is also money. No wonder nearly 1,000 businesses choose Comcast Business Internet over DSL from the phone company every single day. Not only is it up to 5 times faster, it's actually a better value when you go with the fastest plan. So take a minute out of your busy schedule and call Comcast Business. It will be well worth your time and your money.
Switch to Comcast Business Internet, then add voice and TV for just $34.90 a month.
and ask about our 2-year price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 5/31/16. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Savings claim based on cost per megabits per second. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second, 20 megabits per second DSL download.
7:52 here on WMAO. Time for a check on your money from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Chuck Kamblick.
And good morning. Happy Friday. Wall Street hopes to end the week on a positive note. Stock futures point to a higher open today. Another tough quarter for Deere & Company. Sales and profits fell again because with crop prices down, farmers are buying fewer machines. And thanks to lower commodity prices, things like oil, coal, copper, miners are buying less earth-moving equipment. Gap sales fell again. Profits were cut in half because it's still can't find the right clothing mix. TD Bank is discontinuing its popular coin counting machines because they may not count your pennies accurately. And if you got travel plans for Memorial Day, you'd best get an early start. AAA predicts 34 million Americans will take a road trip this year. That's the highest number in a decade. And more Americans will be traveling by air, too, than ever. That means even longer lines in security. I'm Chuck Kamblick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here. So graduation parties and Father's Day celebrations are right around the corner, but how's your house looking? Are your carpets clean or do you feel embarrassment when people see all the dirt, mud, and traffic marks or smell bad odors? Well, I've got an easy solution. Just call Zero Res. They clean my carpets, left them looking brand new, feeling soft, and smelling fresh again. Zero Res uses this amazing empowered water system. It leaves behind no residue. Carpets stay cleaner, longer, traffic patterns and spots won't return. And for all you pet owners and allergy sufferers, imagine how much dander and pollen is hidden in your carpets. It's time to get that stuff out of there and breathe easy. Right now, I've got Zero Res's best deal ever offered. Call and ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. For a limited time only, Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $39 a room. Just $39 a room? That's a huge savings. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland 95. That's where we have a big mess. Southbound delays continue to grow. So just south of the ICC near Powder Mill Road, accident only. One lane gets by. Northbound, you lose the left side as well. So we're jammed in each direction. Still have the delays topside from 95 to George Avenue. Heading in through town, both the Baltimore-Washington Parkway and 50. Delays extend on the DC 295. Currently, with lanes open, earlier accident, they're gone. Now let's get you into Virginia. Little River Turnpike heading toward the Plaza at Landmark, heading eastbound Little River Turnpike. The crash after Braddock Road under police direction. Virginia 95 North at 123 for the crash. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry drive in this morning and dry pavement this afternoon. A little more cloud coming in, but high-level cloud cover, 76. Clouds lower, thicken tonight. Rain later after midnight towards sunrise, 56. Rain is likely Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Sidgwick from the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 56 degrees at 7:56.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually a green.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
My name is Barbara.
Cliff.
Teresa.
And I have breast cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Colon cancer.
But thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, I have so much more.
I have confidence in the most advanced cancer care.
I have options, like the latest research and state-of-the-art technology,
And I have a team. Cancer specialists who don't just treat cancer, but my cancer.
The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network has Washington's only comprehensive cancer center designated by the National Cancer Institute and some of the most renowned cancer specialists using the latest treatment options to treat even the most complex cases.
I may have cancer,
but thanks to the MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network,
I also have hope.
To make an appointment, call 855-546-1158. That's 855-546-1158. The MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network, joining forces to conquer cancer.
If it's in your nature to seek adventure, the 2016 Discovery Sport was built for your pursuits. With available 5.2 seating, you'll take comfort in leaving your comfort zone. The journey begins when you visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer. Lease the 2016 Discovery Sport SE for $389 per month for 36 months with $34.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
If you use a free credit monitoring service, you may think it will also protect your identity. But what you may not realize is that some free credit monitoring services feel free to sell your personal information. And that's a big price to pay. At LifeLock, we would never, ever sell your personal information. Instead, we help to protect you from identity theft by using proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of potential threats. And in the event that we discover a problem, we have a team of U.S.-based specialists who work to resolve it. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps to protect you without selling your information. Remember, free credit monitoring can cost you your personal information. LifeLock memberships start at just $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes, and now you can get 10% off a LifeLock membership. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code LifeLock. LifeLock.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to talk to Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. Also, Montgomery County Council member Nancy Florain is going to talk about why they're raising taxes in Montgomery County. Why is that necessary? It's all straight ahead. 8 o'clock in the nation's capital.